The Lads Go Partying, a play by Bob Willerton and performed by Phil Johnson, Paul Taylor and Bob Willerton. Tell me again, why have I got to get all dressed up?
Because we are going to a do, and whilst your lime green cardi and matching polo neck suits you, it isn't cool.
Cool? This is the Barnsley Dive Canal Group annual shindig. With presentations and speeches, it's hardly a social highlight.
It is for us. Anyway, this year, my son, we are on the pull.
Who'd want us? I'm 72 and you're 69.
Ah, but we don't look it. Well, I don't. And you can lose years with the right clobber and no brill cream.
You charmer.
Anyway, mate, we are a catch. We've both got decentish pensions. Most of our own teeth, probably a full set between us. We're unattached and no ailments that you can catch.
Well, I don't know how anyone under 80 can resist us. This is because there were some women at the last canal briefing, isn't it?
Look, just take your leave from me. Look, we're here now. Look, don't stare. But 9 o'clock, two hottie canal ladies sipping Chardonnay.
Can't we hit the buffet first?
This is the optimum moment. They're unaccompanied. Their bifocals still look a bit fogged up. And as their glasses are full, we don't have to buy them a drink yet.
Now we get the drift. Usual pint. Oh, I think I'd fancy a spritzer.
I'll pick up some quick buffet food, but nothing messy to eat.
But I like pizza and coleslaw, you know that.
Yeah, it's like watching a toddler ingest his dinner. Cocktail sausages and chicken nuggets for you.
Which do you fancy?
The one with the Ellen Shapiro hair is for you. Her cardi and hearing aid match yours.
£8.50 for two poxy drinks.
Nasty keg beer as well, at least it's wet.
Spritz was flat.
Put one of your Alka-Seltzers into it. Hello, ladies. Mind if we join you?
Where are we going again?
To the party at Cawthorn with Phyllis and Lorraine.
Well, why couldn't we share their taxi?
Because they had no room as they were picking up their mates.
Well, I thought they were really warm to us.
Well, they certainly seemed attentive to your stories about your cat and the graphic description of its operations.
Gripped eyes, I thought.
Yeah. I think the level of detail and associated hand movements took them a bit by surprise.
The vein stripping was when they suggested reconvene at their friend's party.
Well, look, here it is. Stay loose and limit the vivisection stories. Hi everyone, Phyllis and Lorraine centres.
Why have you dragged me out so early?
It wasn't really our sort of party.
And walking back to Barnsley in these shoes?
We walk all the time, it's what we do.
Yeah, but I haven't broken these in yet. What was wrong with the party?
Didn't you notice anything unusual?
Well, the music was a bit poppy for my taste. The buffet had no meat. I don't really like punch. But they were all friendly and engaging.
Yeah, I saw you were quite engaged with the little group. Young lad, in leather.
You're really attentive. They like my stories and chortled at everything. Very warm people.
I noticed the back slapping and arm gripping.
I think young Rupert is a bit hard of hearing. He kept leaning in and pulling me nearer.
So nothing about the party caught your eye?
Well, Phyllis and Lorraine didn't make it.
No, they didn't, did they? Actually, there were no women there.
Oh, yes. But I think they were playing some sort of board game later. Lots of reference to games that would be played later.
Never mind. What do you mean broken in?
Oh, well, when I buy new shoes, I only wear them in the house until they're comfortable.
Oh, you really would have been happier in the 19th century, wouldn't you? Whose is this jag pulling up?
Oh, it's Ken from the Canal Group.
Not Tom Stroll, lads. Run a lift.
We were at a party in Cawthorn, but it didn't work out.
Tiggerdale? I was there as well.
Looking for Phyllis and Lorraine, the pimps.
And now I give a few lads a lift from the folk club and invite them in. Nice people. Make me feel welcome.
Why'd you leave so early then? Too attentive?
No, to be honest, I needed the loo and I can only do anything but you're in my own pot.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, you would be.
Look, I'm nearly home now. Come in for another cap. My ablutions won't take long.
Oh, splendid.
Shoes off. I'm okay, I'm breaking mine in. I washed my hands. So, what can I get you, lads?
Something warm and Scottish would be nice.
I've got cocoa or Horlicks.
Horlicks? Lovely.
Or something Irish.
Ovaltine? Perhaps I can rustle up a digestive or two.
Can I put some music on?
Feel free. Oh, there's a great new CD in the players. Ukrainian traditional folk, Molly Grant's really different.
Look, lads, nice as this is, I think I'll get back. There's a bottle of malt waiting for me.
Oh, I thought we could play a game.
Yeah, Cluedo or something.
Well, you two can play. You don't need me.
It's a minimum of three for Cluedo.
Really?
That's odd. It's from Rupert asking if it's all right to bring a friend to the game.
More the merrier. Tell him where we are.
He probably got your number from me. There was a whiteboard in the loo asking for numbers of people who like to play games. I added your details and said text after 11.
Oh, that was thoughtful.
I mean, they are serious gamers, so make it fun for them. Dress up as a character, eh? And leave some Cluedo objects lying about like ropes and knives.
Great idea. Pete, I've got some old costumes and props from the folk group Panto. You could be Miss Scarlet.
Magic! Right, look, I'll leave you two to it. I'll call round tomorrow morning with wire cutters. Bye!